Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostess, Mr. Kelly. Welcome to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? And the truth is, all your rich favorite celebrities, all the motherfuckers, don't have free speech. They can't stand on what they say. Maybe if it's not offending anybody, like in the LGBT community, you know, somebody had brought up again about the T.S. Madison text talking about the big backs. Maybe we should cave in his face. T.S. Madison was talking about Charlamagne the God or even DJ Envy. Now, if any one of them said that about T.S. Madison, you know, people want to cancel them. They got to apologize. Oh, that's a threat. Damn, that shit is crazy than a motherfucker. Ain't no such thing as free speech, people. Shit, when you famous, you're some type of viral sensation, somewhat celebrity, you know, with a lot of clout, a lot of resources and connections, you ain't got no motherfucking free speech. You know, you can't stand on what you want to say. When it comes to the LGBT community, you know, they can say whatever they want to say. Let you say the same fucking thing. Oh, it's a threat. We're going to press charges. You see, that's why I don't do fame. Fuck fame. Long as I'm paid, hustling, get my money, that's all that matters. But see, motherfuckers today strive to be famous and all that shit. Now, look at all these famous motherfuckers getting canceled, you know. Now, for me, I'm like this. Now, if it was me, now, for myself, I can get away saying shit about the LGBT community on my podcast. You damn right. Now, if I said some shit on Instagram, maybe that shit will get reported. They'll say it's bullying. You talking about harming someone. That's what they do. You don't have no free speech on a motherfucker. You know, you can talk about whooping somebody's ass. Or you gonna do something. Oh, you're talking about harming someone. Ain't that some shit? Since when, as a motherfucker, I'm just gonna say hypothetically, you know, you try to be like a little internet gangster. You talking about whooping somebody's ass, gonna do something to them. You don't know them, they don't know you. Ain't that some shit? They wanna say, oh, you're talking about harming someone. Shut the fuck up with that bullshit. You know? Ain't that some shit? I'm just sticking to myself, my perspective. Now, I can say what I want to say on my motherfucking podcast. Ain't no reporting, oh, you talking about harming somebody. Now, I'm just thinking it. When it came down to the carving the face shit, I'm thinking to myself. Now, DJ Envy, they can't say that shit because them motherfuckers will get canceled. You know, celebrities, always, when they say shit, they got to apologize, kiss ass, or else they'll get canceled. Whatever motherfucking sponsorship, resources, jobs they have, they ain't gonna have no fucking more. Now for me, now my podcast, let's say if I cave a motherfucking T.S. Madison face in, you know, say if I said that shit, like I just did, I'm just saying hypothetically, if it was me in the same position, I said that shit, you know, of course I probably would get canceled like, DJ Envy and Charlamagne the God. But see, I'm not famous, so I got a lot more free speech, you know, on this motherfucker. You ain't canceling shit. I don't do fame. I'm not famous. Ain't owned by nobody. I ain't nobody's puppet. I ain't nobody's bitch. So you can't cancel shit. So if I would say, I would carve in a motherfucking T.S. Madison trying to fucking face it, what the fuck you gonna do about it? Not a motherfucking thing. So what you gonna do, what you ain't gonna do is shit, nothing about it. So what you gonna do, run a report, some shit? Oh, he said this, he said that. See, people are snitches. I said on social media, everybody's a motherfucking rat. Because anytime something going good for you, they wanna fuck it up. Everybody's a fucking rat. Everybody's a tattleteller. He said this, ooh, he said that. I don't do shit to go viral or for no motherfucking clout. I mind my fucking business and post my own shit and do my own content, you know. I don't be looking for to go viral or none of that bullshit like you thirsty motherfuckers out there, you know. Let's say, I want to say, I carve in T.S. Madison face. I carve in a motherfucker in. Beat his ass and shove a broomstick up that motherfucker. Oh! My bad. We probably like that shit. You know, well, he is gay, you know. Yo, that's real shit. But, all these famous motherfuckers don't got much freedom. Ain't no fucking free speech when it comes to these motherfuckers. It's hush up and bite your fucking tongue, because everybody is ready to cancel you. Oh, he said this about T.S. Madison. Oh, he talking about carving his face in. So if it was DJ Envy and trying to be the guy, oh, we're going to cancel them. But yet the gay community, LGBT, they can say whatever they want. Ain't that some shit? I hate that shit. Where's everybody else's free speech? How come the fuck the LGBTQ community can say whatever they want to say, but anybody else straight say the same motherfucking thing, they get canceled? Ain't that some bullshit? Y'all know what run the world, motherfucking gay people and white racist people and nonsense women. That's, you know, the dude, you know, that foolery. Them the motherfuckers. Messy, ratchet, ignorant motherfuckers. Those to run the world. They the one who run the world. I'ma say it again. The only people who run the world is gays and the LGBT community, white and white racist people, and women who do foolery. Those the motherfuckers to run the world. That's some real fucking shit, you know. But yeah. Too bad DJ Envy and Charlamagne God ain't got no motherfucking free speech, you know? They ain't got no free speech. They can't say shit about the T.S. Madison. He can, but that motherfucker can suck dicks, take dicks in the ass, and talk all about, say whatever he want. Ain't that some shit? Fuck the LGBT community, you know? Motherfuckers, they run the world. You know, they can say whatever the fuck they want. But anytime somebody else says something about them, oh, you're threatening me. We're going to cancel. Fuck all that bullshit. See, I'm here to give you the real shit on this motherfucker. Ain't no holding punches back. Ain't no double standards. Ain't no censorship. Ain't none of that shit. I'd rather be where the fuck I'm at, not never famous. Fuck fame. Once you get famous, motherfuckers want to label you, cancel you. Ain't this to break some ties or your sponsorship. Fuck all that shit. Okay, let me move on to my motherfucker list, y'all. Yeah, let's see here. Diddy accuser has to will be forced to reveal himself. Uh-oh. That motherfucker try to be quiet and shit. You know, he's hiding. He don't want to be revealed. He want to remain anonymous and shit. But that motherfucker gotta identify himself. He must reveal himself. Come out, come out, come out, nigga. Come out. Stop being scared. Shit. Hey, that's some shit, yo. That motherfucker gotta come out of hiding. That motherfucker wanted to remain anonymous. They say he will be forced to identify himself. The Diddy latest accuser must come out of hiding, y'all. Shit is crazy, the motherfucker. He can't hide no more. Hey, if he don't want nobody to know about this shit, he shouldn't even got on social media. He should have been kept his motherfucking mouth shut. He should have been quiet to the motherfucking church rat. He should have been quiet, not seeing shit. How they say it? Loose lips sink ships. Man, he shouldn't have said shit. Nobody wouldn't have known shit. That motherfucker tried to, he started his motherfucking, GoFundMe and try to gain some type of attention. Now look at the motherfucker. He got to reveal himself. Shit, is that the same nigga? Or is it a different one? Because there's two. There's one who said, that started the GoFundMe. I don't know if it's the same nigga or not. But there's one that's trying to remain anonymous. That motherfucker got to, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Maybe one more. Maybe that may be the same guy I'm talking about. The one who started the GoFundMe account. Or maybe a different guy that's accusing Diddy. I mean, it's some crazy shit, y'all. But yeah, Meek Mills, man. What the fuck, man? I thought he was cool than the motherfucker. They got a video of this nigga calling Diddy daddy. Hell fucking nah. Daddy, I'm wondering, was Diddy beating it up like that? I mean, yo, that shit crazy. He calling Diddy daddy? What the fuck? This is some crazy ass shit. Grown man calling another daddy? The fuck? Was his daddy, did his father fit? No, what the fuck? It is crazy, the motherfucker. I got, who's wearing the pants? Diddy or him, or somebody's wearing panties. I mean, I don't know what the fuck going on, but shit is crazy. The motherfucker, it's crazy. Meek Mills, man, calling Diddy daddy. Man, they got that shit on Instagram. That shit is, you know, it's going viral. Shit is crazy, man. Shit, with some nigga who was, somebody was talking about the shit. He said, I like Meek Mill. I'm going to have to stop listening to his music, though. Man, shit is crazy. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, did y'all see the video on Instagram of the Ring camera catching a woman with, she was trapping with 10 men, y'all. She was trapping with 10 men. Damn, what the fuck? She was getting it in. Nigga, 10 men she was trapping. The motherfuckers was walking in the room one by one, nigga. 10 men she was trapping. And I thought to myself, damn. 10 penises and one vagina, y'all. Shit is crazy, y'all. That shit is crazy. Man, one vagina and 10 penises. What the hell was she trying to do? Make a porno? I'm just saying. That shit is crazy. Somebody said, damn, she can't even trap in peace. Since when does being a hoe have peace? Who's hoeing in peace? Ain't that some shit? Since when does being a hoe is you supposed to be a hoe in peace? I mean, come on now. She can't trap in peace. She can't be a hoe in peace. Come on now. I mean, hell fucking no. It's the, hey, you know what? She was doing it in peace. The motherfucker Ring camera caught her ass. That's all. It's cameras every fucking where, y'all. That's some real fucking shit. Yo, that's some real shit. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, let me go down my list here. Do y'all know who the hell is, who's this guy? It's an NBA actor. I mean, former basketball player. Rashad Bird, B-Y-R-D, but damn, this motherfucker getting 90 years to life for some sexual rape, assault. It's a senseless violation, no, it's a, let me see here, for a series for violent sexual assaults. This motherfucker got 90 years to life in prison. Damn! Rashad Beard. That name sounds familiar. I heard that motherfucker before. But damn. Man, his life is over. Just like the Masterson motherfucker from that 70s show. Danny Masterson? What's his last name? Masterson. Whatever the hell his first name is. But that motherfucker doing 25 to life sentence, some shit. Now you got the NBA brother, former actor. This motherfucker doing 90 years to life. Well, his career is over. No wonder he haven't been in the NBA. I mean, damn. Rashid Bird, damn. That shit crazy. I just don't get it. All these rich, famous motherfuckers. What's up with all these sexual assaults and shit? I mean, what do they do? Get around some pussy and don't know how to act? They must be around a bunch of women and don't know how to act or some shit. Because this shit is just crazy, man. Shit is just crazy. For real. Motherfuckers getting all these life sentences and shit. Fuck up their damn career. Okay, now let me go down my list here, y'all. Let me see. Did I talk about everything? Because, you know, I write all my shit down. I be wanting to talk about. But, yeah, I think that's it, y'all. You know, on the game show, they have cue cards and shit. You know, they be reading shit. You know, I be writing notes and shit about shit I want to talk about so I don't forget about it, you know. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly, and thank you for tuning in to the DDJ show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth, uncensored, uncut, no double standard, none of that bullshit, like all them famous motherfuckers on social media who gotta bite their motherfucking tongue. They can't say shit, or else they get canceled, or else when they do say shit, they gotta apologize, kiss ass, suck some dick, probably even take it up their ass. Like I said what I said about them motherfuckers, and I'm letting it be known on my motherfucking podcast. All your celebrities ain't can't stand on shit. The motherfuckers are puppets. They like bitches. Bark when I pull your chain, bitch. That's what they say. Oh, I'll cancel your fucking ass. You know, like wait till LeBron shut up and dribble, you know. Yeah, that's the way the motherfucking entertainment street in Hollywood worked. Yeah, you can't say this. You can't say that. People, I remember Chuck D. I love me some Public Enemy. I love their music. But Chuck D said something years ago, and the nigga turned around and apologized. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, what the fuck, Chuck? Why are you apologizing? I said, oh yeah, that's right. That's what celebrities do. They stick their foot in their motherfucking mouth. They say some shit and they don't stand on it. They be getting threatened to get canceled and people get all offended. Then they apologize. They kiss ass. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. These celebrities are faker than a motherfucker. They don't stand on business. They can't stand on what the fuck they say. They always stick their foot in their fucking mouth and they always apologize. That's all these Hollywood celebrities. Before the motherfuckers get canceled and people get mad or offended, I want to drop their ass. They apologize. Kiss ass. Because they always stick their foot in their fucking mouth. That's real shit. Fuck fame, like I said. Fuck fame and fuck your favorite celebrities. All the motherfuckers are all puppets and bitches. They can't stand on what they say. They gotta bite their fucking tongue. They gotta apologize. That's for all the motherfuckers. Yeah. Ain't nobody listening on this motherfucker. But as long as I have 2-3 people, I'm cool with it. You know, motherfuckers ain't gonna rap me and listen to me. But they'll go rap some other motherfucker. You know. Spewing out nonsense and shit. You know, all the ratchet motherfuckers. All the people who don't have respect for their fucking self. They'll go support them motherfuckers. Yeah, you know, that's some real shit. Well, anyway, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali. You know, I'ma always preach and speak the truth on my podcast. Ain't no double standards here. You don't like the shit, well, fuck you too. Turn off the motherfucker. Fuck your feelings. It's free speech here, all right? I ain't like them motherfucking celebrities. I ain't apologizing for shit on this motherfucker. Go around and snitch and tell whoever. I don't give a fuck. I stand on what I say. I ain't famous. What the fuck you gonna cancel? Not a motherfucker thing. Because I'm self-made. All right? Woo! I'm always preaching to speak the truth on here, y'all. I'm out. Until next time, stay out of trouble. Peace!